This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Nash, NASH, first name Lori, L-O-R-I, date of birth May 18, 1954, date of initial evaluation May 9, 2022, referring physician Dr. Richard Lavinia. The chief complaint, 67-year-old female, seen in follow-up. The HPI, the patient is a 67-year-old female who is originally from Milford, Massachusetts, period. She had developed an episode of chest pain and was seen at Sutter Health, period. She further saw Dr. Michael Lee, who reviewed her records. She apparently underwent AICD check, period. Patient has had lower extremity swelling and reports episode of syncope, period. She has ongoing dizziness and low back pain, period. She most recently had been evaluated on June 1st, 2022, where she noted that her son had gotten COVID-19. She subsequently tested positive on the last Saturday, period. She had developed sore throat, chest pain, decreased energy and fatigue, period. She further reported decreased appetite, chest pressure, and moderate cough, period. Patient is now seen in follow-up, period. Past medical history, one breast cancer, next number coronary artery disease, next number fibromyalgia, next number insomnia, next number sleep apnea, next number major depression, next number PTTD, the past surgical history, she is status both stent, next number right breast lumpectomy, status both radiation therapy. She has had a boot on her left foot times 10 years, period. The medications, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1 HS, clopidogrel 75 milligrams 1 daily, diazepam 10 milligram HSPRN, dicyclamine 10 milligram HS, duloxetine, Cymbalta 1 BID, fluticasone, propionate, i.e. Advair Discus, 250/50, one actuation BID, fluticasone, propionate, instill two sprays into each nostril daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams one daily, metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams, 1 BID, singular, 10 milligrams daily. The nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams daily. Allergies, once again, include latex, next number, Lyrica, results in body swelling, percentine, dipyridamole, results in hives, compazine, jitters, phenothiazine, jitters, toradol, palpitations, Imitrex, unclear reaction. Review of systems. Correction. Social history. She is a smoker. She knows the alcohol use. Review of systems. Neurologic. She has memory loss. Constitutional. She has fatigue. And night sweats. Eyes. She wears glasses. Oral cavity. She has sore throat and postnasal drip. Neck. She has pain and stiffness. Respiratory. She has cough, dyspnea, and wheezing. Cardiac. She has chest pain and palpitation. Gastrointestinal. She has nausea, vomiting, heartburn, diarrhea, and constipation. Genitourinary. She has frequency, urgency, and incontinence. Musculoskeletal. She has diffuse joint pains. Psychiatric. She has nervousness, depression, insomnia. She has headaches and dizziness. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 132/79. Pulse 81. Respiratory rate 16. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Impression, 67-year-old female with multiple medical problems. She has recent COVID-19. She reports chest pain. I had recently started her on albuterol, period. She has history of sleep apnea, coronary artery disease, fibromyalgia, major depression, all of which have been stable. I have referred her to Dr. Mickey Newell for fibromyalgia. She had been referred to Epicare for follow-up with her breast cancer. She had been referred to Ralph Peterson for colonoscopy. Bentil has been refilled. She had been referred to Dr. Angeline Thomas for GYN. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Laurie Nash.